I want to talk about what is being done about abortion by another presidential candidate. I went back and it really bothered me a great deal about a month, well, 2 months ago, I guess. It was beginning of November. So it's about a month ago, November 8th, and saw this many different places. The original source of this was on American Greatness, which, as you can kind of judge from the title of that website, it is full. It is a MAGA cesspool full of idolatry and ignorance about Trump. American Greatness. That's one of my sources, by the way. Keeps me inspired. I mean, I still go to Drudge Report. I go to mainstream media sometimes, but I like to go to these people who are just absolutely delusional about Trump and see what they have to say. So this guy who was a writer, I don't know who he is, Matthew Booz, wrote, "Abortion and not Trump is the GOP's albatross. And this became a meme that was going around everywhere, that abortion is an albatross. Well, you know, if you want to stop abortion, what you do, instead of hanging an albatross around your neck, what you do is maybe you hang some fetal remains around your neck and show people the truth of that. And that's what this candidate is doing, what I've said all along. Don't back away from this fight. Go into it. Show people what abortion is. And you need to do that not just so that you win on this issue. You need to do it because a lot of people are having abortions and they don't even know what this is. And they have severe regrets afterwards. You need to show the truth to protect children from being ripped apart. You need to show the truth to protect women who carry that psychological scar and sometimes physical scar through life. You know, women are physically injured by abortion. They want to pretend otherwise, but that's not true. They lie to you about that. They lie to you about the health consequences of an abortion, and they lie to you about what an abortion really is and what a baby really is. And so the truth about what a baby is, what an abortion is, and the health consequences to women, that all needs to be put out there. And they're hiding that from you. And the Republicans don't want to talk about it. That's the albatross around their neck. That's the judgment upon them, that they don't want to talk about the truth of what is being done. And they're bringing judgment on this country as well. And so this was one of these. I remember years ago, somebody used a term, said so-and-so has gravitas. And all of a sudden, the next several days, everybody was using the term gravitas. This has got gravitas. He's got gravitas. She's got gravitas. It's pathetic how they plagiarize each other. They're not limited to the president of Harvard. There's a lot of plagiarism going around everywhere. And so once this guy used this term, said abortion is the albatross around the GOP's neck, not Trump, everybody started picking that up. Abortion is an albatross for the GOP, and writing articles about it. So this is what this Trump sycophant, this Trump idolater, this ignorant Trump supporter, who maybe isn't ignorant. I mean, he's writing commentary. I think what he's doing, a lot of these people, again, are doing it for fame, for following, for fortune, the 3F Club. He said, the right made a bargain to save lives, and it's cost us pain at the polls. Wow, you talk about pure Machiavellianism. Absolutely devoid of any ethics. These people are as bad as Fauci. They don't care who dies. They don't care what is done to other human beings, as long as they win, because winning is everything to them. And I'll lie to you, I'll play 4D chess, and we have people who will lie to you about what Trump is doing, calling it 4D chess. They're fine with that, because all they want is to win. Well, if you can't fight against babies being ripped limb from limb, and you need to shut up, and you need to go home, and you need to stop writing your articles, Matthew Booz. You're pathetic. And the Republicans and the rest of these press people who say, well, I don't really care about ripping babies apart. The important thing is if I win. You're no better than Henry Kissinger, any of these other people. Madeleine Albright. Oh, yeah, it was worth it when we killed 500,000 kids with sanctions and starvation. Doesn't even have the decency to deny it. Fauci did that as well. Fauci said, well, you know, even if what you say is true and I engineered some kind of super virus, and it wasn't that, he engineered the vaccine to kill people, but nevertheless, you know, even if I did that, it was still worth it, he said. This is a sign of true psychopaths. Because these people don't even try, they don't even have the decency to try to defend and deny what they did. So, yeah, Matthew Booz, that American greatness, that pathetic sight, this pathetic writer there. Yeah, the right made a bargain to save lives, and it cost us pain in the polls. Well, you know, the thing is, Matthew Booz, you can make a Faustian bargain with the devil, and you're going to win. You're going to win for a little while in this life, and you'll get some things out of it if you make that deal. You really will. You want to sell out principles? You want to sell out your regard for human life? And you want to say, well, I don't really care what I do as long as I don't get caught. Well, you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. Maybe not in this life, but you're going to get caught. Trump is the only Republican with the sense and the courage to say this, he said, to say that we went too far in trying to save babies' lives. You know, he said it was too harsh. Remember, that's the exact word from Trump. He called DeSantis sanctimonious because he tried to save babies' lives. What a pathetic person he is. This serial rapist, pornographer, beauty contestant, voyeur, all the rest of this stuff. I'm disgusted with him and the people who support him. Republicans should restrict abortion wherever and whenever it is prudent to do so. But as the saying goes, politics is the art of the possible. Politics is all about compromise, you know. So start compromising those principles right now so that you can win. Start playing 4D chess right now. You know what? We don't need politicians. We're up to our ears in politicians. They're everywhere. They're a dime a dozen. They're people like George Santos who will tell you anything to win. We don't need politicians. We need leaders. And you're not going to get leaders if they don't have principles and a backbone. That's what we need. We need some integrity from the Republicans, from anybody. We don't need a bunch of narcissists who are capable of doing anything except out of their own perceived self-interest or revenge, which is the way Trump's lawyer characterized him. Ty Cobb. So, again, it became an echo chamber. So here's another one right about the same time. Abortion. The Republican Party's albatross. Everybody's saying this. I mean, you hit all these different, you go in and you look up Republican Party and GOP, albatross, 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 just like gravitas, gravitas, gravitas. Polling has shown, says this article from the BilkingBlog.com, polling has shown that for nearly five decades, slightly over half the American people have believed that abortion should be legal in some circumstances. Just over a quarter believe that it should be legal in all circumstances, and about 17% believe that it should be illegal under any circumstance. So we got an ignorance problem here. These people need some truth. They need a light shined on this, because you got people who don't know any better who are killing babies. And then you got some really vicious people who need to be put in prison. But that's not happening. So the GOP doesn't have an abortion problem. It's got an integrity problem. It's got a sin problem. It's got a problem with power and money. That's the only thing that matters to them. That's what their problem is. Their problem is not they saved innocent lives. I finally found somebody I could support for president. She bills herself as a progressive Democrat and secular. She's not a Christian or whatever, but she's a single issue candidate. And it's a single issue that I can support. And she's running for president because if she runs for federal office, she can air commercials that cannot be banned. And she is doing exactly what I've said the Republicans, the cowardly Republicans with no principles and no conscience, refuse to do. And that is to show what abortion really is. Show them the dirty, gruesome pictures of what is actually being done to children. And she's willing to do that. She's running for president so she can do that, because it's against the law to censor a federal candidate's ads. And I thought that was a brilliant strategy. That's the only reason really to run. I mean, think about it. We started, I've said, forget about, you know, supporting a political candidate. They're going to come with all kinds of baggage. She calls herself a progressive Democrat, so there's probably all kinds of baggage that I would not want to get involved with. However, If we're going to focus on a single issue, and that's what I said, let's focus a single issue at a time. That'd be a good enough reason to run as a federal candidate somewhere. You get people to support you, give you money to run an ad about that particular issue. That's important. So a pro-life Democrat presidential candidate is going to air an explicit TV advertisement. Actually, she did it on Monday evening. And her name is Teresa Bukovinac. The Bukovinac for President campaign began airing the ad in the Boston, New Hampshire market on NBC in Boston during the Jimmy Fallon show that runs at 11:35 at night. She said she ran the ad to disrupt the consciences of the American people, particularly leftists who are complicit in abortion by supporting pro-abortion candidates. The 30-second TV ad is very graphic. It shows horrific images of the remains of five late-term babies that were allegedly killed in abortions at the Washington Surgery Center in Washington, D.C. The five babies were among 115 aborted babies that she allegedly discovered in March of last year. Do you remember that? Outside the abortion clinic? They had all these babies' bodies, and they showed them to people, and they said, we're going to publicize this. And so now what she's doing to publicize it, she's running for president so that she can force these ads on TV. So she's working as the founder and executive director of Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, a left-wing pro-life group. Bukovinac and the group's director of activism, Lauren Handy, said they recovered the infant's bodies from the Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services outside this surgical center on March the 25th, 2022, after allegedly convincing the waste services driver to give them one of the boxes, telling him that it likely contained dead babies, and they would give them a proper burial and a funeral. And so he did. They were going to incinerate them. You know, when we look at, as I've said before, you look at the ancient Palestinian and Carthaginian cultures, they would have these pagan, sexual rituals around the goddess Ashtoreth and other Astra, various names, but always the same type of thing. You know, they had the Shira poles and other things like that. I don't know what they did with them. I don't know if it's pole dancing or what it was, early pole dancing of 2,000 years ago. But anyway, that was, you know, they would have these sexual bacchanalias, and then they would wind up with a lot of unwanted children. And so the solution to that was to tell people, well, you can sacrifice them to Baal. You can pass them through the fire. You can take your children and you can put them in the arms of this heated up idol and burn them to death. And that will bring you prosperity. The same thing that Planned Parenthood tells people who are in an unplanned pregnancy. Do you realize how much this kid's going to cost you throughout their lifetime? You can't afford that. You don't want to be hamstrung in your career. Destroy this kid. And so they did that. And the places where they put the baby skeletons are called, or the places where they did the sacrifice and where they discovered the skeletons are called Tophets. And they found them throughout the Philistia, where the Philistines were, throughout the area of northern Africa where the Carthaginians were. But what we do is we incinerate the baby's body so we don't have this around. But you know, God's got a book of remembrance. And he's going to remember those babies, and he's going to remember what you did to them. And there's only one solution for that: the forgiveness of Christ. And that's there for any women who have done this because they were deceived, or because maybe they participated in it, and now they want to change that. Anyway, Bukovinac and Handy then allegedly took the box, and they brought it back to Handy's apartment. There they opened the box and the red plastic bag inside to find the remains of 110, mostly first trimester aborted children. At the bottom of the box was a clear plastic bag with five more containers. At the bottom of the box was a clear plastic bag with five more containers, one much bigger than the remaining four. She reached into the largest bucket, removed the remains of a beautiful, intact, nearly full-term baby boy that we called Christopher X. She said, I think I can speak for both Lauren and I when I say this was the most devastating, soul-crushing experience of our lives. Not even years of anti-abortion advocacy could have prepared us for that moment. Well, I read that to you to prepare you to see this 30-second ad that she is running.
I'm a secular progressive activist. Last year, I recovered the remains of these five babies from an all-term abortion center in Washington, D.C. These are the faces of a genocide supported by Joe Biden and my own Democratic Party. We can provide for the working class and resist this extremism. I am challenging you to never vote for a pro-choice Democrat again. I'm Teresa Bukovnak, pro-life Democrat, running for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
And you can't censor that message. There's a federal law. That's great. So the response of the chief of police, they reported murder. Chief of police, Benedict, said in a news conference, well, these babies were aborted, they were murdered, in accordance with D.C. law, so we're not investigating the incident along those lines. There doesn't seem to be anything criminal about that, what you just saw. It says that's not criminal. The only thing about that is criminal is how these babies' bodies got into this house, and we're going to investigate that for sure. Wow, isn't that amazing? Always investigate the whistleblowers. Never the real criminals, never the murderers, never the people like Fauci. No, we're going to go after the whistleblowers that are out there, just as we see in New Zealand. More than 20 members of Congress sent a letter to the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser's office, as well as to the D.C. Metro Police. They demanded an autopsy and investigation into the deaths of these five late-term babies. The D.C. mayor, Bowser, responded to this by calling these women extremist anti-abortion activists. Well, I guess she's right. Because, they, you know, nobody in their right mind really wants to defend the murderers of kids. So I guess that's extreme to do that now. Her campaign said that airing the images of these five babies is part of its strategy to, quote, engage voters on the atrocity of later abortion during the 2024 presidential election by embracing the power of visual storytelling to expose the brutality of abortion. And again, now to air something like the procedure. She said, this is extreme. This is out of touch. This abortion platform of the Democrat Party, it's at odds with 30% of Democrats, for example, she said. She also knows she's able to use the candidacy to run ads to bring awareness to this because federal law requires any TV station with an FCC license to run the ads of a federal candidate. FCC regulations stipulate that news stations have no power of censorship over the material. So she can put it right in their face. And understand just how cowardly, how craven all of these Republicans are. All of these Republicans who do nothing at all about this stuff. Who say, well, that's an albatross around our neck. You look at those pictures, do they look like an albatross or look like a mutilated baby? She said the shameless censorship of pro-life views is why I am running for president. Well, good for her. More power to her. By the way, Planned Parenthood got $90 million in forgiven PPP loans during the pandemic. Fraud, abuse, misdirection of funds. As a matter of fact, they had some people specifically say, no, Planned Parenthood can't get this stuff. Democrats gave it to them anyway. And of course, Trump is responsible for this as well. You know, he's the president. The buck stops with him. The buck starts with him. Nearly $2 billion in federal funding went to abortion advocacy groups between 2019 and 2021. Two of those 3 years were under Trump. The Paycheck Protection Program specifically, $90 million from that.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part. and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.